Sagt der Mishnah weiter und sagt, dieser Hall ist per Gitches Mishnah Vav. Am Halach be Beis HaPras, if someone walks in a Beis HaPras, Alavonim on stones, she'ena yachal hasita. These stones aren't going anywhere just by stepping on them. Again, we're talking about a field where a caver was plowed over. Now, let me ask you something. We already learned in the previous Mishnah that if you pave the Beis HaPras with stones that don't move, he's tar. So what's the Mishnah being mechadish over here? So the Mefarshim explained, in the previous Mishnah, we were talking about where he took the entire field and tiled it with stones and set the stones firmly into place. It's no longer a Beis HaPras. That's not what he did in this Mishnah. Here the Mishnah is telling us he made a path of stones. And if you walked on that path, you're tar, despite the fact that the whole Beis HaPras, the other part, is still tummy. So really, there's a little bit of a shail here. Does this mean that if I come to a Rav and say, there's a Beis HaPras there, but there's one path of stones, can I walk on it? Will the Rav give me the green light to start with? Some say yes, some say no. The Chetchila don't. But if you already went through it, and you were only on the path of the stones that are set firmly in place, here's where our Mishnah says, you're okay. But again, that's only if the stones aren't going anywhere. They don't move when you walk on them. For that matter, let's say he's riding on the Beis HaPras, but he's ala adam, on a person. Ala behema or a behema shekaychen yafa, strong person, strong behema. This person holding me up, or this behema, he's not like shaking back and forth, I think I'm falling. No, he's strong. So me that I'm riding on top of this person or on top of the behema, I really have no shaykhs with the stones. This man is holding me up on his own. He's standing on the stones, or the behema's on the stones. That's why the one who's riding is tahar. However, if a person goes on a Beis HaPras and he's alavonim on stones that are like shaking, shuyachal asita, and you can move them, or on a person or a behemah shekai chera, they're not so strong. They're like, okay, I'm managing to hold you, but let's move quickly. Then he's tummy. Why? Even though he doesn't touch the actual off of the Beis HaPras, but if the person's having a problem holding you, or the behemah is having a problem holding you, so what's happening is your weight is not being held firmly by the person. And memela, we consider it as if your weight is also pushing the stones that are underneath this person. And for all we know, there could be an etzem kasar over there. So how do you give a shear? What's called, I'm strong enough to hold you, or I'm shaking, or I can't hold you? So if you see the last words of the Batanura here, v'hechi dami adam shekoy chayra, what's the gather? The answer is, if the person's feet shake when he's carrying the rider, that means koy chayra. If his feet are firm, that's called koy chayafa. In regard to the behemah, there's a difference here. The behemah is going to be matal gulolim. If he's having difficulty carrying what's on top of him. That's the siman that the behemah is struggling. Vayter zok the Mishnah, another halacha. Hamahalech bi eretz ha'amim. Eretz ha'amim means a chutz laretz. Now here to the chachamim were geizit tuma, and the reason for that tuma is, we'll see more about this in upcoming Mishnayis, is that the Yehudi chachamim were not very careful to mark off their kfar. This was a very real concern, so much so that even Baharim u'Beslai, even though he only walked on mountains or rocky areas, where normally they didn't bury people there, we're still going to say Tameh. Why? So take a look here in the Bat Tanurim. They offer Eretz Ha'amim Shemiz Galgosha. Because the earth sometimes blows into these areas in places where people are buried. However, Bayam u'Bashunas. Bayam means he traveled in the sea outside of Eretz Yisrael. U'Bashunas means he walked on the seashore of an area outside of Eretz Yisrael, then tar. The Ezu Hashun is what's called the seashore. Like how much up the shore is still called the seashore. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Mokem Shayam Oyla Bezafoy. When the sea is angry, is the sea really angry? Well, it looks like the sea is angry during a storm, and the waves come up high and far. So as far into the land as the waters, when the sea is angry, reaches, that's called the seashore. And over there, the din is tahar. Because even if there is soil over here, it washes away. Zakta Batanura, there's a little bit of a yellow line here on the word tar. It's not completely tar, even when he's on the sea and on the seashore. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains that when Chazal made the Gzeira al Eretz Ha'amim, there are actually two Gzeiras. there's a gzeira on the gush. Gush, we explained before, is the solid land. And afterwards, they added another gzeira even on the ear of the Eretz Amen. First, they said only if you walk on the floor, you pound the earth of the Eretz Amen. When you touch the earth of the Eretz Amen, carried it, one would be tame. Then, they extended the gzeira. And there were gezer tuma, even on a person who enters the ear space of the Eretz Amen. Now, they did not give the same intensity of halacha to both gezeres. Lemashal, for the gush, for the solid earth, Chazal were gezer much more strict tuma. It's as if you mamish touch a mace. So if you touch the gush, you're tummy for 7 days. Want to become tar? You need the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, day number 3 and 7. Also, tuma and kachim, that became tame because of gush, are burnt. However, if he was just in the ear space of the Eretz HaAmen without becoming tame through the gush, for example, he's on the water, or even on the seashore, where the water would wash away any soil, they weren't so machmer. He's tame, but he's only tame for the day. He does not need hazas mechatas. And truma or kachin that became tame because they were in the ear space of the Eretz HaAmen, it's true that you can't eat it, but we don't burn it. It has din like Safik Tamei. So, when our Mishnah says over here, Bayam Ubashunis, and on the sea, and on the seashore, Tahar, it doesn't mean completely Tahar. It means he's Tamei from the more severe Tumah, of being Tamei for 7 days. But he still has the Tumah of Avir Eretz HaAmen. He would be Tamei for the day. So in our Mishnah, we learned that if someone is walking in a Beis HaPras on stones that are not shaking, that are firmly set, even though it's just a path, or he enters there riding on a strong person or a behemoth that's koicha yafa, he is tahar. Let me just tell you, if he's riding on a person, according to some shitas, it's only an oivet kechavim. The oivet kechavim would not be makabel tumah mibeis hapras. And if he's not an oivet kechavim, it would have to be a person wearing many layers of begadim. But if he walks on stones that are shaking, even though he says, no, I was careful, no stone shook, it doesn't make a difference. If these stones could shake, or he's riding on a person who's koichai ra, that means that his knees are like banging one into the other, or on a behemoth that's koichai ra, the shear for a behemoth that he's matal glolim, that's some of the pressure because it's hard for him to hold the load, then he would be tameh because that's as if he's walking with his feet on the ground. Then we learned in our Mishnah, if someone is mahalach outside of Eretz Yisrael, even on mountains, even on stones, although it's not the derech to bury people there, he's still tummy for 7 days because it could be the wind blew the earth there. But if he's on the ocean or in a place where the ocean washes things away on the seashore, then he's tahar, and the Batrur explained to us he's tahar from the tumah of touching the earth of Eretz HaAmen. He would not be tummy for 7 days, but he would be tummy for the day because of the different gezeira, the gezeira of the airspace of Eretz HaAmen.